And a story, kids? Just a little story. This side, okay, all right. No, they're in charge, that's fine. How are you? I want you to put your... Oh, good on you, well done. There's something in this for you too, don't worry. Hey, I want to ask you a very serious and controversial question. This question, when I ask it, has divided families and split opinions and caused a lot of arguments. Who likes mushrooms? Right. Put your hand up if you like to eat mushrooms. Put your hand up if you think they're the devil's fruit. Yeah. If you like mushrooms, you like them. If you don't, you don't. You just hate them. But I like mushrooms. And I want to tell you this story one day. I grew up in a very, very dry part of the country near Broken Hill, and the dirt is all red like it's been burned by the sun, and it's an amazingly beautiful place, but there's nothing there, and it only rains once every few years, and when it does rain, it rains for about 2 days, and it feels like God has turned on a giant tap, and it all comes down at once and fills up all our lakes and reservoirs, and then there's nothing for like 3 years again. But this is an amazing thing that my dad showed me when I was a little kid. I was about 10. We were out for a walk. We used to walk all the time. And there's nothing there. There's scrub. The scrub that does live there, the trees are there, all twisted and brown and yucky. And there's just nothing alive. It is so hard to live out there if you're an animal. And we were walking through this, and Dad stopped me and said, "Stop." And he said, "Come with me." I was, "Oh, what's going on now?" When Dad said that, anything can happen. He'd seen something, and he dragged me down into this dry creek bed, and he took me over near this tree under the shade, and I saw these little white things there, and he said, "Come have a look at this," and he got me down in the middle of this dirt, dusty creek bed. There, poking through, were some mushrooms. We'd had a little bit of rain, and for some reason there were dozens and dozens of mushrooms everywhere. And I thought, "What's this?" And Dad picked one up and ate it. And I thought, "Oh, what's that? How can you just eat food from the ground?" And so he said, "Come on, try some of this." So he picked one for me. And I thought, "Okay, fine, I'll try one." And you know what? I loved it. And I ate mushrooms with him. Every time we went out walking, we'd look for mushrooms. It was this little miracle that Dad could show me where mushrooms were. He knew what they would be. He could always find them, and we would have a feast of mushrooms. But you know what? I came to think about it later, and I realized that it was like a miracle that there in the middle of this desert, in this wilderness, food would still grow, that God's creation would still have life. I thought that was amazing, because you know what? When we are having a hard time, or you're upset, or you're not happy, it feels like you're kind of in a desert. But you know what? Whenever you feel like you're in a desert, God always is there with life for you. So, next time you feel down, remember to look for the mushrooms. You can go back to your seat now. Except for... don't eat mushrooms without showing your mum and dad first. Some are poisonous. You've got to know which ones to eat. I'm grateful that my dad did.